The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Hi there, this is Sue McClain filling in momentarily for Carl and Linda. Appreciate that you were here this morning. Today in the North Valley, you can expect it to be a little bit misty this morning. Today's high 55 and a low of 33, sunny. And then for tomorrow, looks like more sunshine, frost in the morning. Then increasing clouds and a 30% chance of showers for tomorrow night. Then rain starting on Thursday and throughout the weekend. So if you're making any plans, maybe you're planning on traveling and heading out and about, just give yourself plenty of time to get to your destination. If you are heading, you know, to the East Coast or even into the southern states, heavy rain in the Mid-South could produce some flash flooding. Rain expected over the lower and central Mississippi Valley as well and into the mid-Atlantic and northeast through midweek. Snow continuing, of course, in the North Valley and into the mountains starting once again Wednesday night, so just be aware of that. 37 degrees in downtown Reading. As I mentioned a little bit earlier during my show, the Reading City Council is set to meet tonight and consider a resolution declaring the results of the November 8th election. We've been waiting for a while now. It looks like they're going to make it official, a swearing-in ceremony for Pamela Mize. She's going to take her oath of office as city clerk. City council members-elect Michael DeQuisto, Tanessa Audette, and Jack Munns also are set to take their oath, and a resolution honoring Kristen Schrader for her service on the Reading City Council, along with a presentation to Aaron Resner in appreciation for her service as a city council member. And a presentation of a mayor's appreciation gavel to Kristen Schrader for her service as Reading mayor from December 2021 to December 2022. Other items on the agenda, a budget resolution appropriating $600,000 for engineering and design services to build a new substation in East Reading, and quite a few other items on the agenda, the pay performance salary plan. They're going to talk about that and adding a new classification title, transit manager, and adding a budgeted position for the Reading Area Bus Authority. The council is set to consider a conceptual plan and authorize and submit the Outdoor Recreation Legacy Partnership grant application for South City Park in the city of Reading. And at last council meeting on November 15th, an application to apply for a $3.5 million grant to start the first phase of improvements at the park failed to move forward. It was deadlocked 2-2. Mayor Kristen Schrader and Councilwoman Julie Winter voted for the grant. Vice Mayor Michael DeQuisto and Mark Mazzano voted not to apply. Now at tonight's meeting, the council is set to consider adopting an ordinance amending the City of Reading's contract with the California Public Employees Retirement System to allow classic local safety members and the unrepresentative public safety management employees group to share additional costs for the retirement benefit. So how are you all doing? Hope your day is going well. You're getting your Christmas shopping done. I know I did quite a bit of shopping online recently. But, you know, the thing is, shopping local is really the way to go. You can find unique items at local businesses, which I absolutely love. And shopping local, you know, keeps it here in the North State, and it's terrific for our economy. And, you know, we're getting so many travelers, too, to the North Valley that come here to just enjoy the shopping, enjoy, you know, Reading in general. But one thing that we've been dealing with kind of, it's just constantly, especially down on Athens, they are suffering because people are breaking their windows and vandalizing that shopping center, Lucky Miller's Deli. Is the most recent victim. I'm sure there's more, but people are so frustrated with the way, you know, the crime continues to escalate in Reading. And tonight there is going to be a meeting, and we hope you can attend. So if you get that opportunity, we're going to have quite a few folks that are going to head down and talk about, you know, what's been happening, especially with local businesses, because if we can't keep our local businesses going because they've got to constantly be paying out of pocket to replace windows or to combat vandalism, it's going to be hard to keep people to stay. So it's super important that you attend local meetings and put in your input as well. And yes, I understand that, you know, the Reading Police is understaffed at this point. They're doing the best they can, but they're still working very hard, very diligently. And I see quite a few officers as well that are riding their bikes around town. And that is also helping, you know, squash crime. But it also has to be one of those, if you see something, say something. But if you're a business owner and you're being affected and this is coming directly out of your pocket and profits, you need to go to the meeting. You need to express whatever, however you feel, and let them know, because unless they hear it, things will continue business as usual. Crime, you know, we can get a handle on this. My uncle was the marshal for many years, George Alvarez, and they had a handle on it. Why? Because they didn't put up with it. And now they're talking about putting in a new jail, which is terrific, and we're seeing lots of new faces as well. Our local officials are changing. But unless, you know, we get people to back our law enforcement, which, you know, we do, things will continue, and we really want to prevent that as well from continuing. Once again, thanks for joining me. This is Sue McClain filling in briefly for Carl and Linda Bott. They're feeling a little bit under the weather, but they will be back very, very soon for the rest of the week, I assume, starting tomorrow. But once again, today it looks like you can expect sunny skies and a high of 55 and a low of 33. It's 37 degrees in downtown Reading. If you're traveling today, expect possible delays on 299. Now, this is near the Trinity River, so if you're heading towards the coast, expect delays. And there's lots of construction in Reading. And one thing you need to do, if you are traveling and you end up in a construction zone, you got to slow down, because a lot of times, especially during the holidays, the weather starts to change. You know, it can be a little bit foggy and a little bit gloomy, and it's harder to see those people working in the roadways. And it could be very, very dangerous for them, and it's also dangerous for you. Now, we've got that new Costco in, and I tell you what, I was driving down there the other day, and just traffic is just booking, so you need to slow down if you can. But you also kind of need to stay with the flow of traffic, so you know, you need to play it as safe as possible. If you're traveling, once again, today, past Shingletown, chains are required. We've got chains required as well. This is just past Payne's Creek. If you're heading towards Chester and that vicinity, that's on Highway 36. Chains required the other direction as well on 36, but this starts near Mad River. As far as traveling on Interstate 5, the roads are open, no incidents. Chains are not required at this time. And we do have construction reported near Highway 3. And today, once again, is going to be just a beautiful day. So if you get out and you want to do some shopping local, today is the day to do it, and tomorrow as well. Just remember, if you do plan on going out to some holiday parties, I'm going to call them Christmas parties. Yeah, we say the word Christmas here. Jesus is the reason for the season. You want to play it safe, and please don't drink and drive. Designate a driver. Once again, thanks for joining me. Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. Once again, this is just briefly, okay? So stay tuned to KCNR.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Samson knows the best place to Christmas shop for the special man in your life is Delta Hawk Sportsman Gun and Bond. For the best deals on guns and ammunition, camp Jeep pellet grills, smokers, inverters, and for hunters, fishermen, and trail riding enthusiasts, the Quiet Cat electric mountain bike is the best. Delta Hawk Sportsman Gun and Bond Shop has the top selection, best pricing, and expert knowledge, and their firearm, ammunition, and magazine selection is second to none. This holiday, shop the firearm experts, Delta Hawk Sportsman Gun and Bond, 421 East Cypress Avenue, 530-244-9227, or online at DeltaHawkSportsman.com. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday, financing available.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift-giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift-giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Gold Leaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Hi there, this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott briefly. Okay, I think maybe another 15 minutes or so, and then they're going to have a program on a best of. So stay tuned for that. And once again, today in the North Valley, it's going to be sunny, a perfect day to get out and do some shopping locally. A high of 55 and a low of 33. It is 37 and misty in downtown Reading. A crash happened earlier today. This is on 299 near the Trinity River if you're heading that direction. Also, lots of construction in the Reading city limits. Please slow down. Lots of folks heading off to work today, taking their kids to school. Give yourself plenty of time to get them there just due to road work. We've seen quite a bit on Placer. Still rough. I mean, the roads. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad that I have an SUV because there's so many. I mean, if I had a Volkswagen, I'd be worried about falling in some of these little divots in the road. But once again, they're working on it, and hats off to, you know, the city for working hard on our roads. And they really did a great job on Shasta Street. Plus, if you drive through downtown Reading, in the new section in downtown Reading, it is so beautiful. It's all lit up in the evenings. The Christmas tree is up. It's absolutely gorgeous. Everybody's ready, you know, for Christmas, and it's so nice. So I do want to salute our Reading officials for making that whole project possible and all the folks and businesses that invested in downtown Reading to really make it just such an attraction. And the Reading City Council meeting tonight to consider a resolution declaring the results of the November 8th election. Finally, Michael DeQuisto, Tanessa Audette, and Jack Munns will take their oath along with Pam Mize, and they will thank, you know, the former members as well for being part of the Reading City Council. The first ever U.S. auction for leases to develop commercial-scale floating wind farms off the West Coast is happening today, and this is big money. This is trillions. So that's the possibility of what's happening because they're, you know, putting this off the coast. The auction will be held live online. So if you got a couple billion, you know, in your pocket, you're invited to be part of this, I guess. At this point, they have 43 companies expecting to compete in the auction for the floating wind turbines. And it looks like Gavin Newsom signed a sweeping set of laws that aim to cut the state's use of oil and gas over the next two decades. I just want to know how they're going to do it, you know, how they're going to handle this until they make those, you know, big changes, not just with the wind turbines, but how it's going to affect the average American. I mean, the person that gets up in the morning, goes to work, and, you know, not make a whole lot of money, you know, middle-class Americans, how it's going to affect them. Because, you know, with everything on the rise, not just, you know, the gas, we're talking inflation, how it's hitting your groceries. I mean, I went to the grocery store to buy a gallon of milk. It was double. And everything else was the same, too. Something I bought for $2 last year is like $4.50. And the average American isn't getting a raise this year. No. And if anything, they're just making it harder for all of us. So hopefully we'll see some changes in the near future. I'm not going to hold my breath on that, but, you know, you never know. Coming up just around the corner, we've got the Nutcracker. If you feel like heading towards the Trinity Alps in Weaverville, you can check out the snow. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. That is on December 10th at 3. However, the Reading City Ballet presents the Nutcracker at the Cascade Theater December 16th and 17th, starting at 7 o'clock. December 17th at 1 o'clock, followed by the Children's Sugar Plum Tea. Tickets are on sale now at www.cascadetheater.org. And you're invited to share in the North State holiday tradition as Tchaikovsky's Timeless Score takes Clara and her Nutcracker Prince on a journey through the sparkling snowflakes to the land of dancing sweets. Once again, this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, and we're going to have a best of show coming up shortly. Looks like the California legislature met in a special session called on by the governor to pass a price gouging penalty. The legislature will consider efforts to empower state agencies to closely review gas costs, profits, and pricing, as well as provide the state with regulatory oversight of the refining, distribution, and retailing segments of the gas market in California. Because right now, even though gas prices are dropping, I can't imagine that it's not going to go back up again. Now, the proposal is set to deter oil refineries from fleecing Californians by making it unlawful to charge excessive profits. And as I mentioned during my news this past hour, record profits, this is not, I don't understand why they're waiting so long to do something about this and going after these companies. Phillips 66 profits jumped to $5.4 billion. That's a 1,243% increase. You know, if you as a local business owner were to do that to your customers, you don't think the government wouldn't jump on top of you and make sure you go to jail? I mean, it's unbelievable. BP posted $8.2 billion in profits, the second highest on record, $2.5 billion going towards share buybacks that benefit Wall Street investors. Marathon Petroleum profits, almost $4.5 billion, 545% increase. Valero, 500% higher. PBF's energy, 1,700% higher. Now, we know what price gouging is. We've seen it. Why did it take our government so long to go, you know, this just doesn't seem right? And I can tell you, it's because hardly anybody was driving during the pandemic. Everybody was home. And so these companies were thinking, we need to make that money back. How are we going to do this? How can we make it okay? Well, if one does it, then the rest do it. Then they all line up and start, you know, making it more difficult for Americans to go and fill up their gas tanks. I mean, I've seen people at the gas, when I go get gas, have like $3. That's not even a gallon of gas. And that's all they had. And it just is so difficult to see these companies making these profits. Chevron, $11.2 billion in profits. Exxon, $19.7. And here's the thing. I wouldn't be so upset with Phillips 66 at that $5.4 billion if they didn't only make $402 million in profits last year and then turn around and get everybody this year. So absolutely disgusting. And this, they're saying, is in response to crude oil surge after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But it was happening way, way before that. And they're blaming, they're not blaming the Biden administration. Instead of saying, you know, you're all in charge, they're trying not to blame the Biden administration, surging inflation and rising interest rates. Okay? The administration refuses to call it a recession, even though all indicators point to the fact that we've been in a recession since summer. They refuse to say recession. And it's kind of like, you know, a duck is a duck. We know it is. But for whatever reason, you know, he isn't calling it. California's prices rose again in October, and that was $2.61 higher than the national average. But that's something that we have been dealing with living in California, where everything is just so, so much more expensive. And one person died yesterday after a head-on crash with a semi-truck in Corning. Here's the thing. If you're traveling this holiday season, be aware. Everybody else is hitting the roadways as well. So you've got to take your time. Try not to pass in areas that literally could be deadly. The sedan crashed into a semi-truck that was transporting 70,000 pounds of lumber. It's just a reminder for you. You know, it's better to be patient than to risk your life and the lives of others just because you're 2 minutes late. Okay, just a suggestion, not like I'm trying to get on you or travelers. It's just in general. I know when I'm running late, it's really hard not to, like, put my foot on the pedal and just floor it, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to be there in 3 minutes. I got to be there. And it's tough, but you've got to realize who your passengers are. Okay. Your family wants to see you when you get there for the holidays. Okay. That 2 minutes, they can wait for you. Okay. They can wait. Also, buckle up and try not to talk on your cell phone while you're driving. Pull over. The police in town will give you a ticket, okay? And it's just not worth it. So take your time, pull over, make that phone call, make that text, then get back on the roadway. Unless, you know, it's hands-free. I know you can do that. But there's a lot of people that not only are on their cell phones, they're eating or doing their nails or putting on their makeup, reading the newspaper. I've seen someone on their computer driving, you know, it looks like they're, you know, doing on their homework. And I'm thinking, folks, you just got to pay attention to the roads, especially during the holiday, because we have just so many people out and about doing their shopping. And today, definitely a day to do that. Looks like a Canadian branch of Amnesty International said this week it was the target of a cyber attack sponsored by, take a good guess, China. The human rights organization said they first detected the breach on October 5th and hired forensic investigators and cybersecurity experts to investigate. So I know that probably doesn't come as any surprise to you either. And chilly weather and common respiratory infections often go hand in hand. Now, the reason for this includes people that gather inside more in winter, like parties. And viruses survive better in low humidity indoor air. But there has been less certainty about whether lower temperatures actually impair human immunity. If so, how? Now, a new study published this week in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology details a previously unknown way that the immune system attacks viral intruders inside the nose and finds it works better when it's warm. That's kind of interesting. And it looks like conservative Supreme Court justices, who constitute a 6-3 bench majority, signaled their support yesterday for a Colorado-based web designer who does not want to provide services for same-sex couples. Interesting stuff. Today in the North Valley, you can expect it to be sunny and 55 and a low of 33. And frost tomorrow, then sunny and a high of 52. Increasing clouds for tomorrow night and a chance of showers and a low of 36. So if it's raining in Redding, it's probably snowing on the mountains. So you got to slow it down. Make sure you have chains. Give yourself plenty of time to get to your destination. It is currently a little bit misty and 37 degrees in downtown Redding. And thanks for joining me. This is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda. Just briefly, we're going to have an encore presentation of their show coming up in just a moment. We did have a crash this morning. This is on 299 near the Trinity River, so please give yourself plenty of time to get to your destination. And it looks like, according to Rochelle Walensky, the director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, well, she said the updated flu shots would be a very good match for the most prevalent strains of the 2022-2023 influenza season. So if you've been thinking about it, well, this is according to the CDC. They think it's a good idea if you need it. You might as well get it. According to Walensky, They're looking into real time as how well they think the influenza matches is comparing to what's actually circulating. Right now, the good news is that it looks like it's a very good match. So chances are, you know, if you decide to get that shot, that influenza, you know, to prevent it, it's a good thing because it's close to the virus itself. Thanks for listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. The time is 7:30.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
CastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from CastaBeam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed. A new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
K KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Hi there, this is Sue McLean filling in briefly for Carl and Linda. We're going to have a best of coming up shortly, so stick around for that. Don't forget, tickets still available for the Nutcracker at the Cascade Theater December 16th and 17th at 7 a.m. December 17th at 1 p.m., followed by the Children's Sugar Plum Tea. Tickets on sale at www.cascadetheater.org. Also, today in the North Valley, you can expect it to be sunny and 55 and a low of 33. It is 37, a little bit misty. And there is a traffic collision that happened early this morning. This is near the Trinity River on 299, so traffic is backing up if you're traveling this Christmas holiday season. We do have a hard closure and northbound intermittent closure. It's an off-ramp to northbound South Bonneview. So it's going to be open and closed, so just be aware of that. And change required if you're heading past Shingletown this morning. This is on 44. Also change required if you're traveling just past Paynes Creek. This is on Highway 36, so expect delays. Now, as you head up in the mountains this weekend, starting tomorrow, expect rain and snow and inclement weather. So give yourself plenty of time to travel. Make sure you have your chains. And it looks like Cheers star Kirstie Alley has passed away. Kirstie Alley won an Emmy for her role on Cheers. She starred in lots of films, including Look Who's Talking. She died yesterday at the age of 71. Apparently, she died of cancer that was only recently discovered. Her kids, True and Lily, said in a post on Twitter. Alley's manager, Donovan Daughtry, confirmed her death in an email. As iconic as she was on screen, she was even more amazing, an amazing mother and grandmother, according to her children's statements. I just loved her Cheers. That was terrific. What a great show. Remember her on Dancing with the Stars, and nobody would stop talking about her weight. And then she started losing weight and feeling good, and by the time she was done, she looked terrific. So I just remember that was such a thing, and people were just, they couldn't stop talking about it. Also, things that people are talking about, the lame duck Congress taking up several budgetary issues, including child and business tax credit, as it faces a December 16th deadline to keep the government funded and up and open. We're going to have to wait and see how that pans out. Also, China is adhering to its policy of no first use of nuclear weapons at any time and under any circumstances, according to its defense ministry, in a scathing response to a U.S. report alleging a major buildup in Beijing's nuclear capabilities. The Pentagon last week released an annual China security report that warned Beijing that they would likely have 1,500 nuclear warheads by 2035 and that it has provided no clarity on how it plans to use them. Hopefully we'll never see a nuclear war, but it's kind of like, you know, we were the only ones that should have it because, you know, we are just so responsible because we're the U.S. Well, China, of course, has theirs, and now every other country in the world wants theirs. So, you know, it's honestly kind of scares me. Like, who's crazy enough to have their finger on the button? Oh, I don't know. Douglas Emhoff, the husband of Vice President Kamala Harris and the first Jewish spouse of an American president or vice president, is set to lead a White House roundtable this week about the rise of anti-Semitism in the U.S. The roundtable comes amid increasing reports of anti-Semitic incidents throughout the country. According to the Anti-Defamation League, 2,717 anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. in 2021, a record high since the organization started tracking it in 1979, a 34% increase over 2020. And PepsiCo, they're getting ready to have a huge layoff, hundreds of workers at its corporate headquarters. The move follows trends seen in media and tech, will impact hundreds of workers who will be let go from the beverage giant's headquarters in Purchase, New York. In a memo, apparently the layoffs were intended to simplify the organization so they can operate more efficiently. Also, PepsiCo produces Doritos, Lay's, and Quaker Oats. And it looks like a former Miami congressman who signed a $50 million consulting contract with Venezuela's socialist government was arrested. What was he arrested for? Oh, just take a good guess. David Rivera, a Republican who served from 2011 to 2013, was arrested at Atlanta's airport on charges of money laundering and representing a foreign government without registering. Come on. And Haitian immigrants living in the U.S. will have an extended deadline to apply for work permits and protections from deportation. Things are getting ugly in Haiti. In a recent report that I had been watching, actually, they had people being kidnapped during their commutes. So if you're heading off to work in the morning or later in the evening, they had police out on the roads trying to stop kidnappings. And the average kidnapping per day is like 16 people. So imagine heading to work, and all of a sudden, you're surrounded by a bunch of people, and they pull you out of the car, and they kidnap you. That's happening on their commute. 16 a day is the average. Haiti had been given TPS status in 2021 with a deadline of February 4th, 2023, to apply so they wouldn't be deported. And apparently, the extension makes about 110,000 Haitians living in the U.S., newly eligible to apply for TPS. And despite Senator Dianne Feinstein not revealing whether she intends to seek a fifth consecutive term yet, the California Democratic Party is already trying to find a new person to fill those boots. California Democrat representatives Ro Khanna, Katie Porter, and Adam Schiff are already preparing to jump into the Golden State race. They're starting to call me. This is according to Senator Barbara Boxer. They're starting to call me to get ready for what is a massive campaign, truly massively expensive and very hard fought. So that means they're going to throw a lot of money behind it, whoever it is. And former President Donald Trump's fired National Security Advisor John Bolton said during a televised interview that he is prepared to get into the race for president in 2024 to stop his former boss. It's just amazing how these people that had worked with him are now turning around going, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to run for office now. Thanks for tuning in once again. This is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. And really do appreciate that you are here with us today. Looks like Amazon and its subsidiaries have reaped billions of dollars in state, county, and local incentives over the years in return for having a presence in a community. The Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit organization Good Jobs First has tracked economic development subsidies over the years. It found that government subsidies awarded to Amazon.com since 2000 have totaled more than $4.87 billion. So Amazon reaping huge benefits. On the home front, there's lots of things happening, especially with Christmas. We've got the Salvation Army Angel Tree that's at the Mount Shasta Mall. You can also get pictures with Santa, and that is through December 24th on Christmas Eve. The 12 Beers of Christmas at the Fall River Brewing Company. And, you know, this is just a reminder. You can go there, test out the beers. That's totally fine. It's your body. The thing is, please don't drink and drive. Designated driver. If you say, well, I don't have anyone. It's just me, and I got to go, top one off. Fine. But there's companies that you can call that will come pick you up. It's called Uber. It's called Lyft. And it's not worth your life, the lives of others. It's not worth going to jail or prison for. So please don't drink and drive. Also, Tiny Tots Preschool is happening November 28th to December 15th. This is from 8:30 to noon at Kids Kingdom for the little ones. So I think that is just a wonderful thing they're doing. So you might want to bring your kids down and have them check it out, or grandkids. Also, the third annual Bella Vista Farms Holiday Boutique is happening at Curves at 2485 Athens Avenue. That is through the 13th. And make the list and check it twice. Happening at the Mount Shasta Mall, 900 Dana Drive. You can go do some local shopping. And you can also get your gift wrapped. So check it out. Also, the City of Reading Council meeting is happening today at 6 p.m. I encourage you to attend. This is so important, especially if you're a business owner in town. Not just that. I mean, you know, the general public, you're invited to attend. But business owners, you need to show up in force and talk to them and express, you know, how frustrated you are with the way the crime is going and the vandalism. And there's going to be other people that are going to be speaking about that. And it's important to to get there and tell them exactly how you feel and how it's affecting your business. Because when you have to keep replacing windows and cleaning up vandalism, it cuts into your profit. And it's hard to keep companies if you don't feel safe in a town. That's just my personal feeling. Once again, this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Once again, we're going to have a best of Carl and Linda. That's coming up shortly, so thanks for sticking around. Probably starting at 8. Let's just go with that, okay? And thanks for tuning in.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Casta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Casta Beam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shasta Beam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Thanks for tuning in to KCNR. This is Sue McClain filling in briefly. Okay, I'm going to be here at least until 8 o'clock, and then we're going to have a best of Carl and Linda Bott. So for your patience, I salute you. And speaking of salute, we've got the Veterans Flags and Flowers event. It's a fundraiser auction that's coming up, and it is this Saturday in Anderson. You don't want to miss it at the VFW, so please come down and join me. I'll be the greeter at the door, and it should be a lot of fun. Lots of folks are going to be there. Today, you can expect it to be sunny and 55 and a low of 33, areas of frost as well. A little bit misty, rain starting tomorrow night, snow in the mountains, so bring your chains. And we do have defective traffic signals at Deschutes Road and 299 this morning. That is right here in Reading. And again, you know, I appreciate that you were here. And I do have Lori that just gave me a call this morning. Good morning, Lori. What's happening?
Hey, good morning, Sue. Thank you so much for doing all this great coverage and just getting to a lot of territory in a short bit of time. And it's early in the morning when you have to be there, so this is, you need a raise. I was just going to call in briefly and just share with everyone there's only two more Board of Supervisor meetings. One of them is today. It starts at 9 o'clock. And the other one is next week, the 13th. And then that's it for the year. And then they begin, I think, again on January 3rd with a special meeting. And that's to talk about, well, I'm not sure exactly. If it's, I haven't seen the agenda, so I don't want to speak prematurely. But then the official meetings begin, I think, on the 10th. So if you have some issues that haven't been addressed, show up if you can. And I'm going to be asking today during public comment that we have more night meetings so people can make it when they're working, possibly move it to a Wednesday so we're not conflicting with the Tuesday city council meeting. That's too much in one day. And to bring back the phone calls, because if people are having issues with commuting, driving, and the gas issues that you brought up, people aren't going to drive in from rural parts to a meeting and sit there all day, half a day, or whatnot. So phone calls need to come back. They had them during the COVID pandemic, so that's just a suggestion. And you can always email the board as well. And I just really appreciate your commentary during the news when people are having, like, say, a beer testing or whatever, and then they have to confront dealing with, oh, I can drive home or I can make it. It's everyone's a little bit distracted on many levels. Some people aren't feeling so good for various reasons. I won't get into it, why people's health and immunity has been a bit challenged. And it's just not worth it. So I really appreciate that you insert, rather than just read script. You actually insert some helpful things, and you humanize the news.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You're wonderful. And, Lori, you have a terrific week.
Yep.
And Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you. Happy holidays, Sue, and carry on.
Thank you. Thank
all right,
you so
right.
much.
You
bye-bye. You know, and driving under the influence, she had mentioned it, and I had talked about this earlier. You know, please don't drink and drive, designated driver. I'll say it 1,000 times. One of the reasons, our son is a CHP officer. Our daughter is a CHP dispatcher. And to us, it hits home because, you know, they're the ones that get the calls. They're the ones responding to the calls. And for us as a family, you know, our oldest, he won the MAD Award. So that was Mothers Against Drunk Driving and for, you know, giving tickets and arrests and things like that. So it's so important to not drink and drive. But being under the influence when you're driving isn't exclusive to alcohol. This includes drugs and marijuana and everything else. So, you know, you might think, oh, well, I can handle it. But when you're not feeling well and you take something to make you feel better and you decide, well, you know, I think I'm going to run to the store real quick. Well, that real quick could be the rest of your life. You don't want to spend time behind bars. It's unnecessary. Plus, with all these delivery services that, you know, we use, and that are out there, you know, we've got the Dash Pass, so you can have stuff delivered DoorDash at any time. I mean, you just call or you get on your phone, rather, use that app, and, you know, request have stuff sent to your house. You don't necessarily have to get behind the wheel. But if you are going to Christmas parties, we encourage you to go have a really good time, but make sure you have someone who can drive you home after that so you can play it safe. We've got lots of folks that are set to attend the Reading City Council meeting tonight, including Lucky Miller's Deli and Market. He has just been a victim, his business has, of crime. And they're going to be on hand to talk about, I believe, you know, his experience with crime and how it needs to be addressed. You know, it needs to be tackled. Also, don't forget, Veterans Flags and Flowers is happening coming up on Saturday. You can help support Preston Sharp. And he has now gone to all 50 states and placed flowers on graves of veterans and flags and flowers. Just super. I absolutely respect Preston Sharp and his mom, April. Thank you, April, for being so fantastic. I absolutely love you. You guys add so much to the community, and I support you as much as I can. So I'll be at the door, and I hope that I see your smiling face there as well. Other things happening, Elon Musk revealed in a Twitter space that Apple has fully resumed advertising on the social media platform after threatening to pull out entirely. The move comes a week after Musk met with Apple CEO Tim Cook to discuss, well, allegations swirling about, you know, things between the two companies. Tim was clear that Apple never considered doing so. And it appears the Supreme Court has pressed to give state legislatures more power to oversee federal elections. Now, a month after millions of Americans cast their votes in a midterm election that was mostly free from glitches, the Supreme Court will wrestle with the case tomorrow. And outages in North Carolina County could last days after targeted attacks on substations. You know, and this can happen anywhere. More than 38,000 people were without electricity after two power substations in North Carolina were damaged by gunfire and what law enforcement says was a targeted attack. A person apparently went and opened fire at both substations on Saturday, and that's according to the Moore County Sheriff Ronnie Fields. He didn't really say how the person got past the gates at either substation, but, you know, there's so many people that have ideas of their own. Crews from Duke Energy and North Carolina Power Company restored power to about 7,000 customers, but still about 38,000 customers in the area were without power Monday afternoon. Initially, 45,000 customers were affected by that power outage. So this is one of those things, if you see someone who shouldn't be where they are, you've got to report it to the authorities. And while the rest of the country is taking a pause from politics and the holidays, Georgians are once again being tasked with finishing the Senate makeup. Over the past 2 years, Peach State voters have had a marathon of contests, the 2020 presidential election, two separate 2021 Senate runoff contests, and the 2022 midterms. Now they are casting their ballots in another runoff that will determine if Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock can defeat his challenger, Herschel Walker. Warnock joked about how his supporters might be exhausted at a rally in Atlanta this past week, headlined by former President Barack Obama. So very interesting heading to the polls. We're going to have to wait and see how things pan out. So, you know, there's that. Hope you're doing good this holiday season, you and the kids. Lots of folks still recovering from COVID. The flu, oh my goodness, has hit the North Valley. Lots of folks are suffering from colds and flu. You know, just take care of yourself. Give yourself plenty of time to rest and recover. You don't want to bring it into the office and make everybody sick, and then they bring it home and make everybody sick. You really want to take care of yourself as well. Also, it looks like Hawaiian officials are calling on the State National Guard after the Mauna Loa eruption. So if you're planning on, you know, heading that direction to Hawaii, just be aware of that and make sure your flight has not been canceled. Also, speaking of canceled flights, call ahead because we've got some really bad weather heading our way. And if you have planned to travel this holiday season, you need at least 2 hours to get through the security checkpoint at the airport. And then you might have to wait because, you know, terrible storms are set to hit the East Coast. We're already seeing the storms rolling in that are expected to hit tomorrow night here in the North Valley. But once again, you could run into possible delays. I've been stuck. I can't tell you how many times in Colorado that went from just a two-hour layover to almost 48 hours. Also, if you're bringing kids, make sure they have plenty to do and be prepared when you're in a plane. If you haven't flown in a while, the seats are close. I mean, super close. Some seats are so close they're less than 9 inches apart. I know it's supposed to be more, but, you know, I'm tall. I'm like 5'8". And so it's tough, you know, to be comfortable in a seat sometimes. You can't move. And just be prepared. Have plenty of things to do. Bring a book. You know, make sure the kids have something to play with. And, you know, something to pacify them. Because it gets really difficult when you're on a plane for a really long time, especially if you're traveling to Hawaii or maybe you're heading off to another country this holiday season. And make sure that you know the ground rules, okay? Like if you go to a place, know that if you're walking into, say, a mission or something like that, you've got to know what their rules are in their country. We don't want you to get arrested for doing something ridiculous that you didn't even know about, okay? And that's what happens when you travel. If you head into a foreign country, people break the rules, they get arrested, then they go, well, why? Or if you're over in Britain, you don't want to get away in the way of their guards or they're going to stomp on you. So make sure you check ahead. You want to check and make sure that your bags are going to be able to go in those overhead compartments. Otherwise, you're going to have to pay more. So double check your bags before you put them up overhead. And thanks for listening. This is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. They will be back very, very shortly today. We're going to do a best of. I thought it was going to be much earlier than, you know, I'm still here, but I do appreciate the calls. And I appreciate that you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. The time is 7:59.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The FBI is involved in the hunt for those behind what North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper calls a criminal attack, a gunfire targeting a couple of electric substations in Moore County last weekend.
Regardless of motive, violence and sabotage will not be tolerated.
The governor on WTVD, tens of thousands of utility customers still without power. Cooper says crews have been working 24/7 to get the lights back on. Ukraine is increasingly taking the fight to Russia, with a fire breaking out today at an airport on Russian soil.
The fire occurs the day after Moscow blamed Kyiv for drone strikes on two air bases deep into Russia and launched another wave of missile strikes on Ukrainian territory. The region's governor says as a result of a drone attack, an oil reservoir near the airport has caught on fire and all emergency services are working on the spot. Ukrainian officials have not formally confirmed carrying out the hit. The unprecedented recent attacks in Russia threaten a major escalation of the nine-month-old war. One of the airfields hit earlier houses bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At 101 years old, Pearl Harbor survivor Lou Cotter insists he's no hero. The USS Arizona sailor says those who lost their lives, they are the heroes.
December 7th is a very big day, and the 2,403 military men that were killed that day should get the recognition above everybody. They gave their life and they gave the all.
Tomorrow, the 81st anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. Hate crimes and murder charges now filed against the suspect in the Colorado Springs nightclub shooting. Wall Street, the Dow down 170 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
The UN is warning of a humanitarian crisis in Haiti, a crisis that worsens with each passing day.
The Haitian capital is menaced by hunger, a deadly resurgence of cholera, and the long reach of armed gangs. They determine who comes and who goes in areas they control. That applies to journalists and the UN's World Food Programme. WFP says some in the poorest part of the capital are on the verge of starvation. Mothers there told us they and their children eat once a day if they are lucky and have to get water from wells. The UN is worried its food supplies here could run out within weeks unless it gets more funding.
The BBC's Orla Guerin. Honduras has become the second country in Central America imposing a state of emergency, suspending some constitutional rights in order to deal with street gangs. Townhall.com. He had once been a darling of the Democrats. There was even some talk of running him for president. But instead of the White House, he's in the big house.
Incarcerated lawyer Michael Avenatti, sentenced to 14 years in prison on Monday in Southern California in order to pay more than $10 million in restitution after admitting he cheated four of his clients out of millions of dollars. The sentence should run consecutively to the 5 years in prison he is currently serving for separate convictions in New York. It's the last of three major federal criminal cases to wrap up against the 51-year-old Californian. Keith Peters reporting.
Top House and Senate leaders today will be awarding law enforcement officers who were at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of last year with congressional gold medals. The officers to be presented with the highest honor that Congress can bestow. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You're listening to the best of Free Fire Radio.
And callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
You need
to. You must be ready.
Please. Are we live?
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Yes, that's right. We're here at the National Finals Rodeo. So good morning, everybody. It's 7:05 in the morning, and we're here with Linda. Hey, the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nate, usually we can hear the music coming in
yeah.
and all that.
Good morning, everybody. And Nate, thanks for being at the helm. Here we are. Actually, this day, on this Friday, we are not down at the Thomas and Mack. We are here at South Point, and we are going to be broadcasting, or we are broadcasting our show live this morning. We've got some wonderful guests. It's been one heck of a ride this week. Of course, last night was our first night attending the rodeo finals, national rodeo finals. It was wonderful to see the best in the world that were actually performing last night. We had a chance to really take that all in, and if you've never been, all we can say is it's wonderful. We're getting ready to celebrate in every way the 75th anniversary of the Reading Rodeo. And so we've learned so much, Carl, haven't we? Been here with the breakout sessions. We went to hear Taylor Sheridan speak, but we have gone into so many different, as the convention happened, there were breakout rooms and all the different committees, and there's so many intricacies of putting on a rodeo that we've learned, and we have some of the top people that do that right here with us this morning.
Yeah, from the Ready Rodeo, we've got...
I can't hear you. Can you hear? I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
I hear you, Carl. You're just very quiet.
All right.
Okay. He can hear us, though. If you can hear us, that means our audience can hear us. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
You just need to be a little louder.
Today, first of all, let's do the weather for the next few days.
Can you do that, Nathan?
I can do the weather. The weather today is it's going to be frost before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be a high near 48. Tonight, it's going to be widespread frost, low around 32. Saturday, showers likely, mainly after 10 a.m., high near 46. Saturday night is going to be a low around 40. Calm wind. Sunday, high near 47. Sunday night, low around 40. Monday is a 50% chance of showers with mostly cloudy, high near 49. Monday night, areas of frost between midnight and 4 a.m. and low around 34.
Okay.
Thank you.
Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a local. Owned company, locally run. They've been in the business for over 20 years. They treat their customers as warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and it is a veteran-owned business. So our guests today are from the Reading Rodeo Association, and we're here with John Montiel and Cindy Schadholt. Did I get that right?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys.
We're going to kind of, they're going to be switching back and forth on the microphone. But, John, tell us a little bit about you. How did you get into, I mean, you're a local boy, or a local guy, obviously. And how did you get into rodeo?
Well, I joined the Reading Rodeo Association about 1999, late 99, early 2000s. A good friend of mine, Dan Hutchins, brought me into the association. From there, I spent a year doing odd jobs, volunteering, was asked to get on the board of directors at that point. I've been on the board of directors since 2001, including being the treasurer, the vice president, the treasurer in 2007, the vice president in 2008, and the president of the Reading Rodeo Association in 2009.
Wow.
After that, I stayed on the board. Ben Aguch, our current president, asked me to step in as rodeo director when he decided to run as president of the Reading Rodeo Association. I worked under Bennett for roughly 10, 15 years at that point. And I agreed to take over the helm from him. I had big shoes to fill. Bennett did an amazing job running our rodeo. It was seemed like a lot of pressure at the point, but he has stood behind me and helped me all along. And now with the addition of our general manager, Cindy Schadholt, I think the sky's the limit for us at this point. We're gonna tear the roof off this place this year.
I feel
and,
that.
We'll build the back and be ready for 2024 after that.
Okay. What does a rodeo director do?
My basic function is to make sure that the contract personnel is in order. Everything from bullfighters to the actual stock contractor themselves, the sound guys, our announcers, Will Rasmussen, Wayne Brooks, make sure that everybody's hired, everybody's in place, everybody kind of knows what's going on. We have a production meeting every day at rodeo early, go through what we hope to accomplish that day, where we excelled the day before, if there was a performance the day before, what we need to fix from the day before to make the show better. My goal ultimately is I want something happening bang, bang, bang in the arena. So that person that spends their hard-earned money to come watch what our club, our association puts together is excited, and we want to leave. When they get up to leave at the end of my show or our show, I want them wanting more. I want them to come back and go, man, we should probably buy tickets for Friday night, or maybe we should buy tickets for Saturday night, or maybe we should go online and get our tickets for next year so that we know that we've got our seats when the time comes.
That's right, and what happens is a lot of times it gets sold out. And with what where you're going in this year coming, the 75th, I think it's going to be a huge success, record breaking. We're excited to be pushing it. But I think what's great for our listening audience at this particular time as well is, yeah, it's a great show. Yes, it is a thrill. It's thrill seeking. But there's so much behind the scenes that are the intricacies that I think people aren't aware of. The years of these riders, the stock, the livestock, stock contractors. I think that is something more than just human interest, but that our listeners would like to know some of the intricacies. So what would you say in this particular convention that you may add to our upcoming 75th anniversary?
Well, keep in mind, we started planning for the 75th year 2 years ago. Right now I'm hiring people for 2024 and 2025 as we speak. So we're planning out long term. But the people that we're bringing in are the people that I know put on the best show and the best performance, interact with our crowd, will get out and partake in the parades. We're hoping to have we're bringing in John Payne, the One-Armed Bandit, this year.
One-Armed Bandit.
We interviewed him yesterday.
Yes,
and
yes.
Let me tell you what an interview that was.
Always exciting.
Always exciting. I was sitting there waiting for him to say something.
And, we may have to bleep.
He is He is so good.
He is a professional.
And he is.
He's, I met John was probably the second or third year of our rodeo. He had come back. You guys had heard the story that they had hired him. We were one of his first big rodeos.
He told that story.
Yeah, so John interacts with everybody so well. We're hoping to get him out in the public at some different sponsor locations and get him just telling stories, interacting with the crowd, interacting with the kids. He's an amazing performer. So, like I said, we've really built this year, and we are doing things that we are make more public as time goes on. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't want to let all the cat out of the bag.
We'll
let little pieces out here and there, and it's all about keeping it exciting and keeping our fans engaged on social media. We have a great person running our social media side of things. So, you know, check us out on Facebook, Instagram. Keep up with what we got going.
Okay. We're here with John Montiel and Cindy Schoenholtz, and we're going to get to Cindy right after the break. But she's the new general manager. I say we because I'm a member of the Ready Rodeo Association. I've been there all of 6 months, and I just know nothing. But John has been so, John, you have been so
helpful.
You're
just a kind person.
As has everybody. Yeah. I have a question that I know you're thinking in the back of your mind. I've heard that 1,000 times, but everybody has been very, very helpful and open.
Mm-hmm.
You would think I'd have a good answer after hearing it 1,000 times, but most of the time I don't, and I stumble and look around for somebody to ask, can I help guide me through it?
You're being, you know what, you have a very good sense of humility here, but no, the rodeo rolls on John, and we're going to talk more about that. Well, John and his crew, but when you're seeing down in the arena, there are so many people working on this. There is a trash division in the Redding Rodeo Association for the rodeo.
Well, whenever we have some time, I would really love to delve into the association itself and kind of break that down for you guys so everybody could kind of understand how that works.
And we'll do that during this next 30 minutes. But we got to take a quick break here.
Coming back with Cindy.
And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. 4 branches. They are a community bank. They are locally owned, local board of directors. They've been helping move people's dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. They're our banker. We're very happy with them. We'll be right back.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Merry Christmas from Maaco. With the shopping season underway, tight parking lots can lead to minor fender benders, door dings, or even vehicle scratches. And Maaco Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has the perfect Christmas gift or stocking stuffer. A gift certificate from Maaco, which can be applied to a new paint job or use it to repair dents, dings, and damage. Uh-oh, better call Maaco at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Merry Christmas from Maaco.
Saturday, December 10th, there will be a fundraising dinner for our local hometown hero, Preston Sharp. Come to the Anderson VSW at 4 p.m. Dinner by Dill's Deli. There will be games, guns, and live auction. Let's help Preston pay for flags and flowers that he uses to honor our veterans throughout our great nation. Preston's been to all 50 states and has placed over 300,000 flags. Saturday, December 10th at the Anderson VFW, go to PrestonSharp.net or call 530-744-4539. Hope to see you there.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 1971 in a Jefferson state of mind.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th
Repertory
for food,
theater,
fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Redding. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m. VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude and thanks for your support.
Yeah, we can't.
I'm on. Hello? Can you hear me?
All right, thank you. And we're here live with our show in Las Vegas. You cannot believe the crowd that we're looking at right now. You can't even believe the location. We are so blessed to be here. It's radio, baby.
Oh, it's radio. Yeah,
make them believe.
Thousands of people are surrounding us out here just watching. Just watching. No.
Hey, no. Nope. Autographs, please. Not during the show.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. They're having a big sale going on. It's their anniversary sale. They're at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Head on down. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Hey, we're here with the Redding Rodeo Association, John Montillo, who is the director of, I guess you could say, of operations for the rodeo, with dozens of us working for him. But we also have with us Cindy Schoenholtz, who is
the newest edition.
The newest edition of Redding Rodeo. She is our new general manager. Good morning.
Good morning from Las Vegas.
Yeah,
this is your first rodeo.
This is not my first rodeo. I might have been to Las Vegas a time or two. It's a great place. They do a wonderful job hosting the Wrangler NFR.
South Point Hotel, if you ever plan on coming to Vegas for the rodeo, or just about anything, they've got everything here, including all types of equestrian events. They've got their own arena here.
Michael and Paula Gaughan built this place for this event, and then it shows, and they're wonderful hosts, and we are very appreciative of that.
Now, Cindy, you've been with the PRCA, the Professional Rodeo Cavalry Association, for 20 years.
Yes, I did work at the PRCA for 20 years back at ranch headquarters in Colorado Springs and did a lot of different things. I worked on livestock welfare, government relations, adjusting Cowboy Crisis Fund, learned a lot of things, met a lot of people, have a lot of lifelong friends. And then I went to the St. Paul Rodeo in St. Paul, Oregon for 5.5 years. And now I've joined my friends Bennett and John and the whole crew down in Redding and going to really rock it, as John said, for the 75th anniversary and work to help the volunteers and the members make this the best thing there is and to support the community. And because that's really what it's all about in the long run is supporting the community. That's why everybody wants to be involved. We heard a lot of cats. That's our official title. A lot of things, what I do is I come in and I assess and find out where the needs are. But, you know, my expertise is in, you know, bookkeeping and QuickBooks and all the things, bylaws and insurance and risk management and all the real super fun stuff. But in the long run, it's really about getting the volunteers engaged and the members engaged and getting all the ducks in a row to help the board of directors and to support them. And basically, you know, at their, you know, I work for them, the board of directors, and try and help them prioritize what the most important things are to do, strategic planning, work with the city, all the contracts, you know, just There's a lot. It's a business.
Well, and see, this is the thing that people don't understand. Until the Ready Rodeo Association hired Cindy, all of this was done by volunteers. Now, volunteers have jobs, and they find themselves spending hours doing the things that you're doing now. And it just, you know, some things, you know, you either just leave your job early or you don't do that, and you have to get this done because we have a rodeo every year. You don't pay as much, you can't put as much time into it as we need to. So you've taken the burden off a lot of people.
Well, and I think that's the frustration for the guys that do have jobs, is they want to do it right and they don't have the time. So that's what I want to do, is support them and do things the way they actually want to do them, and make sure we dot all the I's and cross all the T's and make this the best organization, community partner, and rodeo that we can be.
Well, some of the interesting history that we discovered about you is that we were talking about one of the breakout sessions that we had during the convention here, that we was standing room only, couldn't hardly get into it. That was something that you did with PRCA for years, and that is animal welfare.
Correct. I dealt with all the livestock contractors, government relations, all the rules and regulations. The PRCA has over 60 rules and regulations in place to govern the care of the livestock while they're traveling to rodeos back and forth. Probably the biggest thing that we need to do in this area is tell our story,
right,
about where these animals come from, the Born to Buck programs, the fact that they are specifically bred for this sport. They love what they do. And anybody watching the National Finals Rodeo on the Cowboy Channel or FDTV or the app or anything can see these animals are spectacular.
There are no skinny animals.
Yeah.
You see some hay bellies on these horses, but then they're working for 8 seconds, and they know what they're going
to
do.
And if you ever saw what goes on to take care of these animals here behind the scenes, it's amazing.
Well, let's talk about that just for a second, because the statistics was just amazing. 99.7% safety record.
Yes, they're very well taken care of. The rules and they're bred with the mindset of being healthy to travel and do all of this. So they're sturdy animals. A lot of the bucking horses have draft horse in them, big strong horses. But yes, they come from ranches. They get to live a life that most horses would dream of, out in pastures, and then they come here. And they love what they do. They love the lights. They love, you know, what goes on here. They get excited. You leave an open trailer, and you're going to have some bucking horses in it.
Well, you know, the thing I saw, I think we had a horse last night. This is the 17th year that horse has been to the PRCA. That horse has got to be over 20 years old.
And there was a 22-year-old bareback rider riding a 22-year-old horse. Yes,
right.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when they come into the chutes, John Grounding told me for the bulls, he says, that bull goes into the chute the first time, and it looks out there and he says, he knows what to do.
Absolutely.
Because they've been bred for that.
Yes, so, and they love it.
So we need to, you're right, we need to get that word out that there's the horses and the animals are not being abused in any way. And like you said, 60
more than 60 rules, and there's a veterinarian on site at all rodeos, as John touched on, and they're our backbone of the livestock program for the PRCA, and tell us what we need to do to formulate the correct procedures and processes to take care of the animals.
So I'm sure part of it is their shipment. When they move from rodeo to rodeo, how they have to be handled that way, their feed, their physical checkups, and all those.
That's a big part of it, but you don't really have to worry about that too much, because the owners take care of it.
Those are the contractors.
Right? The livestock contractors. They breed these animals. They're their lifeblood. The animals are quite expensive. You can go down to the buck and horse sale and see them purchased for $50,000, some of the stallions, $250,000.
Wow.
So it's a big business. But it's their heart. They love animals, and all the livestock contractors are in this business. We're all in this business because we love animals.
Well, I think you know the fact is that we are the PRCA. Ready Rodeo is the PRCA, and you never want to do anything nobody wants to see an animal hurt or mistreated. So, you know, and like I said, if you look at the, look at what kind of shape they're in, they are not, you're not going to see a horse with its ear torn off or anything like that.
Right.
And if anything, when you get to the bulls,
No, they're amazing. The Saddlebronks are my favorite, though. I'm a little biased, but you see Bridwell Pro Rodeos and their livestock, and Corey and Lang bring the rest of the animals. Spectacular. And they breed them. They know them from the time they're babies, and that's our favorite season to watch them.
Well, when we got to take a break now, but when as we get closer to rodeos, we're going to be doing a lot of shows KCNR. And one of the things we love to do is get Bridwell in, and you know them very well.
Absolutely, we both do.
To talk to a contractor and say, yes, this is how we breed, this is how we take care of our animals. Again, knowledge is power.
We agree.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together we will bring in the new year with joy.
There we
here
go.
In Las Vegas. Okay, I'm up again. Thanks,
yeah.
Pat. Thanks, Nate, for taking care of the
yes.
old man. I just got told by the rodeo people here, my fellow Ready Rodeo Association, there's no way I'm getting in the arena because of risk, because of the insurance risk, because then you said, oh, no, you're not going out.
Let's just get it.
And
you
I
know,
said, wait a minute,
the fantasy
32
again.
Years in
the
Marine
fantasy
Corps,
away like that.
Numerous combat tours, keeping my head on a swivel, and they're saying, you're not going down in the arena. But John said he's going to find me a job that I can get down. Is that like pushing calves out?
I will find something for you to do. I'm actively searching for a new person to tie neck rope so you can tie the neck rope that goes on the steers and the calves before they get released. It releases the barrier.
I see the guy. You know, my friends, welcome back to our show.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
If
you're just joining us, we're in Las Vegas for the National Finals Rodeo. I'm a member of the Reading Rodeo Association. I don't join too many things. And this, I waited 15 years to join because I watched you all. Went to every rodeo every year, and I thought, what a great, you're doing such a great job. And I asked to join, and mm-hmm. they hopefully didn't lower their standards and they let me join. But I have, because I enjoy rodeo, and I've been around horses my whole life and in rodeo. But I have learned so much.
About the business,
about
learning
the business.
About the business and what
and
it takes
with
all these people.
Yeah, and with us is John Montiel, who is the Director of Operations for the Reading Rodeo Association, and Cindy Schoenholtz, who is our new general manager, 20 years of experience in the PRCA, plus another 5 years up at the St. Paul, Oregon rodeo, which is just a great rodeo. And the Reading Rodeo Association realized we're going to reach that next level. We need to bring in somebody like Cindy, because we've only got so much time. We're all volunteers. And I wanted John to talk about that.
So our association is structured in a way that we are, all of us, 100% paid volunteers. Like I said.
Unpaid.
Unpaid.
Yeah.
Sorry,
that's
so
right.
Early in the morning. Wait,
yeah, I
missed,
yeah.
Paid by
I
a lot of hugs. Yeah.
We are all unpaid volunteers.
Yeah, right.
So, and it was that way from the start. From 1948 when the was the Shasta County Sheriff's Posse
mm-hmm.
rodeo up into the transition to Reading Rodeo and through the years. Cindy is our actual first ever paid employee, and it was a big step for us. We talked about it for years. We threw the numbers around, and it was a very scary step because now we are responsible for somebody's livelihood, and that's something we take very seriously. So through the volunteers, you know, we strive to do the best that we can, and nothing happens. Nothing can happen down there without all of the volunteers being involved. Everybody from the guy that is the usher that helps people get to their seats to Renee, our ticket office lady that sells
our
tickets.
Is she wonderful or what?
That woman has got a job that very few people would take on. That in itself is during, as we get closer to rodeo, that is going to turn into a 60 to 80 hour a week job.
Wow.
That she does without any complaints. And
super
it's just
late.
Amazing.
Super late.
Just amazing. So in our association, we basically have 60 to 70 volunteers on the books at all times. People that come down that donate their time to make Reading Rodeo the best show that it can be. With that, there's also three other associate clubs that go along with that. The Reading Women's Auxiliary, the Reading Women's Rodeo Association, the Reading Rodeo Auxiliary Association, which is normally the wives of the husbands. And then there's the Reading Junior Rodeo Association. Those are kids 18 and younger that want to be involved somehow, but we keep them in a very safe atmosphere and teach them what we do. During SLAC, we bring the kids in, and we do what we call a mentor program. So during SLAC, we run our timed event runs. You'll see tie-down roping. You'll see team roping. You'll see steer wrestling. And we take those kids in the back, and we teach them how we handle those calves and the steers, and we load them into the chutes, and we teach them. And then they run the animal, the girls on the other end, the young kids on the other end. They learn how to sort those off for our, what goes into our performance that night, what gets run a second time. And so we keep them actively involved. It's a great program. It's great if you have a young child that wants to learn and be involved. It's a great way to introduce them to that kind of lifestyle. So,
mm-hmm.
But as far as, like I said, the fact that we do this and we're all volunteers is really amazing to me. And that's what drew me to the club. A lot of rodeo associations aren't set up that way. And we are, and it's, it means something to me, I guess. You know, you guys give me a lot of credit for what I do, and I can't do anything of what I do without everybody else doing their job.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I was saying, you know, things that people don't even realize, like the trash cans and the trash pickup. There's these kids that are all working together from one of the, I don't know if it's the FFA or out of 4-H or whatever, but there's somebody in charge there, and those kids are moving from spot to spot, emptying the trash, making sure that there's, you know, the trash is picked up after the rodeo and all deposited. And those are things you don't think about, but there's somebody in charge of that and does a great job. But just like everybody, it always a varied group of individuals come together to put on this rodeo.
It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing to think that we work all year. And in the year I was president, I could talk about that because that was a very special time for me. We worked hard. I mean, we'd come out of kind of a slow year the year before. We didn't have a lot of money available to us. We kind of were just getting by to get to that next rodeo. And those guys worked their heart out. I mean, we did all year long, cleaning, painting, prepping, getting stuff ready, working with the ground, just make sure we were going to be the best we could be with what we had available to us. And, we went into rodeo week, and we were all jacked up and excited. You know, I was president, and I'm trying to do the best I can to lead everybody and make sure everybody's where they need to be and fill the gaps where I needed to. And it seemed like we started on a Wednesday, and before I knew what happened, it was Saturday night, and people were walking out, and you go, that's it? It's over?
Yeah, that's how I felt last night. Why is everybody leaving?
Oh, she said,
when the rodeo's
over, and it was over at 8:15 last night, it starts at 5:45, and at 8:15, it was finished, and everybody stood up, and then
everybody leaving?
She goes, that's it? And I went,
no.
It's over.
I didn't mean that.
No. I know you didn't say that.
Sometimes people get up in between.
But this is everybody got up, and it was like, rodeo's over. Yeah. And there's no encores. If we all stand up and applaud, they're not going to bring out another bull.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful night. Hey, can you tell us a little bit about last week, something about the soil, the treatment of the soil. I think people would be interested just alone with the soil in the arena, what goes on in maintaining and what you have to do for the particular events.
So dirt is everything. Dirt will make you or break you in the rodeo business. We take pride in what we have. We work it all the time. We know what our mixtures are, and every area is different. In our case, we have learned in our arena, the way we are set up, that we run a clay and crack sand mixture. The crack sand is rough, so it binds together and gives the horses, from the barrel racing horses to the rough stock horses, the footing, so when they push, they're pushing against something. We learned that if we use wash sand, which is a really smooth sand, that as they push, that acts like ball bearings, and the dirt goes away, and they can't get that push to make that jump, to make that kick, to make that buck, or to take off and accelerate out of a barrel to get to the next barrel. We also learned, if you guys remember not too long ago, we had a year that it may have sprinkled for 4 days continuously, and we learned that we could manage the ground. And one of the absolute worst case scenarios that we could ever imagine, which is rain for 4 days solid. But the times never changed in the barrel racing.
Yeah, we were there.
The horses bucked good. And then if you want to break it down even farther than that, then you start talking about areas and how you treat area. You want to treat everything in the arena the same so that the conditions are the same everywhere. Horses and the bucking animals, the bulls, the buckhorn horses, they like the ground tight. So when they push, it's kind of hard and they get that foot drove in there. Your timed event guys like it a little softer. So as that horse comes, they rope that calf and that horse just sits down and slides, that it's the ground's given to them and it's absorbing some of that shock. And then you get to the barrel racers and, you know, we didn't say that officially on the air. Barrel racers.
I heard something over there, but I was. Didn't quite get it. So
we'll just move past that real quick. So the barrel racers, everybody likes a little something different. We try to keep it right down the middle for them. Because everybody, like I said, like some different. Some girls like it deep and soft. Some girls like it hard and fast. So they
stop right there.
Yeah. So I was talking about the dirt, you guys. Come on.
We haven't even had cocktails yet. So
we're talking about the dirt. So we keep it right down the middle for them. And the really neat thing is if you guys watch all 4 days, the times are competitive.
Yeah.
We've had girls win on Saturday night. We've had girls win on Slack on Wednesday night. And Slack, if you guys don't know, is the people that we can't fit into the show. We run them separately Wednesday night after the Extreme Bulls and Barrels event. Once we're done bucking the last bull, we kind of treat the arena real quick. And then we come back in and we run all the barrel racing Slack. That's somewhere between usually 40 to 50 girls that will run. And I've had girls, young women and ladies, I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep referring to them as girls, run a winning time that night.
Wow. After the Extreme Bulls.
Yeah.
And, you know, last night, the winning barrel racer took home $28,971.70. That was a pretty good night.
So.
That was a good question because people don't think about the dirt in the arena. Because one night we pack it totally for the dance and everything. I mean, it's hard as you can walk kind of like a floor, and the next day it's back out.
So the process of that is the Saturday before rodeo, we always have our steak feed and dance. And 2 years ago, we added what we call mutton busting Slack to that. So we actually go in there, we'll work that ground up, we'll water it, we'll get it ready for like a rodeo, and then we bring a double drum roller in, and we roll that thing for 3 to 4 hours, just driving in circles, and get it hard and tight like concrete for the dance. Once the dance is done, and then that next Monday, we would move into our special kids' day, which if nobody's ever partaken in that, I would highly suggest to come down and check that out. It usually starts 9 o'clock on that Monday. It is a wonderful event. We bring horses in and we give attention to special needs children, get them experience with the livestock.
I've heard from many people that that's their favorite event of the entire 7 days.
Now we could listen to, to John for another hour, but you've got to go to another meeting to make sure we have a Reading Rodeo. And we so much appreciate you being here with us.
It was my pleasure. It was wonderful.
It won't be the last time because this year we're going to be the rodeo station.
And
especially as we get closer and closer.
And we need to recap as we get back into Reading, having everybody come on again and really having a round table about what this week happened, what happened in this week, what we learned, what the takeaway was from the convention, from the rodeo itself, and getting our those sold out tickets for the 75th anniversary, and have people buy their family packs and plan for it, know that they're going to do the kids' day, they're going to do Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and all of the wonderful things that are in store for a really milestone event.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop. In the right off of Athens Avenue, I've been getting my hair cut there for 15 years, never had a bad haircut. Discounts for seniors and veterans, it's a better-known business. It's man's last stronghold. Give them a call, 244-9478 for an appointment. So Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shasta Beam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together, we will bring in the new year with joy.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Videos of KCNR 96.5 FM, but we're down here in Las Vegas at South Point Hotel. We're here for the National Finals Rodeo along with our fellow members of the Reading Rodeo Association, and about 100,000 of our closest friends are here. We were with about 18,000 of them last night at the first performance of the NFRs, and it was just great. We're here with Cindy Schoenholtz, who is the general manager of the Reading Rodeo Association. If you've been listening, you know that she is the first paid employee of the Reading Rodeo Association in 74 years.
No pressure.
I have a feeling that you handle. Pressure very well, Cindy. I mean, you have been a competitor in rodeo as well, so you know what it is to be on the horse, on the ground, behind the chutes, to the whole thing, the experience, on and off the course, as we would say.
Correct. Yes, it's a huge responsibility to try and guide the association through the 75th. And guide the community and help navigate all the waters that we have in Reading with Reading Rodeo Grounds and where we're going in the future. There's a lot of important decisions that are being made, but we have a great group of people with our volunteers and our members. And as John talked about, the auxiliary, the Women's Association, the juniors, you know, the future is very bright, and we just need to help everyone be the best they can be for the 75th.
Right, and we before we came back on the air, I mean, I should have looked at you when we said that. We were talking about as we go into the 75th year, and you've now taken on this position to guide, perhaps when you tune things differently, ticket sales going on earlier than usual.
Correct. And that's one of the things we wanted to do is give everyone an opportunity to get their tickets a little bit earlier. And we know Christmas is coming up. So
that's great.
We want them to watch our social media channels and our website at readingrodeo.com. We plan on putting tickets on sale the week of the 12th, if all goes well, and getting our if our ticket office manager, Renee, gets everything plugged in with the way we need to. So everybody can get those done for Christmas. But we're very excited about
that. That's brilliant because there have been many years that we're scrambling. Do we have Wednesday night? I don't know. Is it Thursday, Friday? We'd love to do Saturday. And so I think that that is a great idea for Christmas present. What family, what a great thank you for a family. Thank you to, again, somebody in the military, a senior who perhaps maybe can't afford, and so you do this gift of a tremendous night. You're supporting community, you're supporting local, and you're going to witness just a great performance at the rodeo.
Right, and we're going to start kick it off on the 17th of May with Extreme Bulls, which is always fun, and barrels, and then move right into the 18th, 19th, and 20th performances of the PRCA rodeo, which is, you know, it's what we work all year long for and what our volunteers really, they can't wait to welcome the livestock, the contestants, everybody into town to see what we can offer.
And Cindy, I guess we can say this, but she's an integral part, that Reading Rodeo Association is building a book for the 75th anniversary of the Reading Rodeo. It's going to be
commemorative.
A commemorative book that's going to be good for your business or your coffee table or great presents. It's going to start in 1948 and take us all the way through.
So important to go back and look at where we came from and the history. And as you're building towards the 100th, now that's what we look forward to now, right? So you want to go back and honor the people that made the Reading Rodeo what it is today, and all the different changes in those meetings, Carl, that we've been talking about this book.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things have come up, and those are, you know, the people that are remembering those, you know, pretty soon they're not going to be with us. So we're trying to gather all of that really wealth of information and honor those people and find
oral,
out.
Oral histories. Going back, I went through the microfiche and found a ad in the 1948 newspaper of the Record Searchlight, and it was the Sheriff's Posse rodeo down at the Anderson Fairground, and that was all that was on there.
I've been going through the files in the office and found the 1958 contract with Christensen Brothers, and it's just a rich history. And it's important.
It really is. Well, Cindy, thank you so much for joining with us. We got like about a minute left. What do you tell people when people go, where do you work? And what do you tell them?
I work wherever I need to work. So this week it's in Las Vegas with all my friends. And then you go back and we're working on, you know, some capital improvements for the grounds to make sure it's the best experience it can be. There's always meetings. There's Zoom meetings. You just never know where we might have a meeting in the clubhouse. When we get back, we have our board meetings, our auxiliary meetings, our membership meeting. Really getting everyone excited about, you know, what's going on, and all the committee meetings, and those can happen just anywhere. You know, our base and, you know, the home of the Reading Rodeo is right there at 715 Auditorium Drive.
It really is. And you know, this Reading Rodeo is part of Reading, and it has been for going on 75 years. And anytime anybody talks about touching that rodeo, people that you would never expect to are standing up and saying, we love our rodeo.
Right, and it's important to tell that story, and that's what we're going to do, is tell that story. And
tell
the 75th gives us an amazing opportunity to go back and to honor the location, the people that made it so great, the Lane Frost and all those types of things. We're pretty excited about it.
Cindy Schoenholtz, thank you so much for joining us. And we're so happy to have you as the general manager of the Reading Rodeo Association.
Happy to be there. Thanks for coming to Vegas.
See you in Reading.
Absolutely.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break for the news. When we come back, we got Steve Moles, who is a member of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association hierarchy.
travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.